Hi, it's David Oakes. I'm so glad you tuned in to Visionary Fundraising. Today, I'm talking about Simon Sinek, why, and the answer that your story and storytelling brings to why. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book, Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. I'm talking to you today about starting with why and the power of storytelling, the power of your story to help you to start with why. Simon Sinek, many years ago when I was much younger, Simon Sinek gave a TED talk, and the title of his talk was Start With Why. That video, For years, it isn't now, but for years, that video was the single most watched video on the internet. Simon went on to write a book, Start With Why, and of course today, he's a worldwide celebrity, and his teaching is incredible. Start With Why is a great talk. Go watch it if you haven't. It's an even more amazing book. Simon says, here's what he says, Simon Sinek, Start With Why. He says that great leaders are able to inspire people to act. Great leaders have this amazing capacity, ability to inspire people. All movements are started by visionaries who inspired people. All great companies are led by visionaries who inspire their people to work and inspire consumers to buy. He says those who are able to inspire give people a sense of purpose or belonging that has little to do with any external incentive or benefit to be gained. He's saying if the people who work for you are inspired, they don't work for their paycheck. They don't work because you'll discipline them. They work because they are inspired. Those who truly lead are able to create a following of people who act not because they're swayed, but because they are inspired. And for those who are inspired, the motivation to act is deeply personal. They're less likely to be swayed by incentives. Those who are inspired are willing to pay a premium to endure inconvenience, even personal suffering. Those who are able to inspire will create a following of people, supporters, voters, customers, workers, who act for the good of the whole, not because they have to, but because they want to. I'm telling you, as a nonprofit leader, you want to be able to inspire people to join your cause with their time, with their talent, and with their treasure. Simon Sinek says that few in number are the organizations and leaders with the natural ability to inspire us, but they can be found, and he says that they lean into this value. They understand and know that if you start with why, if you start with why, people will be more inspired. And then he challenges us, what if we can all learn to think and communicate like those who inspire us. Well, Simon writes this book to tell us that we can, if from this point forward, we will start with why. Why? All right, I want to tell you the first place you can start with why is in your story. Your story, the story of your life and how it influenced you to land in the position that you're in today. When I go to your organization website, when I click on the About page and I read about you, does it give me just in a couple of sentences, just in a few paragraphs, just in a very short way, can I read your story? Here's what I'm probably going to find. I click on your About page, and it says your name, and then it immediately tells me all of your degrees, where you got your education, all the books that you printed, all the organizations who have honored you with, It's going to give me all these things that should tell me that you're great. But I will tell you, it may tell me that you're great. Honestly, it'll probably be off-putting. I'm not telling you those things don't matter. What I am telling you is that you shouldn't start with those things. Those things are important. I would say when I'm writing, helping people write their stories, when I'm doing web pages, when I'm doing about pages, I put those things in there because they matter. You've got 14 doctorate level degrees and you've been recognized by universities all over the world. Oh my gosh, that's an incredible thing. But I don't start with that. It starts with you in your childhood. You in your childhood, what challenged you to first begin to practice the values of your organization now? And those could be those values of caring for people. I remember I helped a lady in the next county do her story, and we laughed, and I said, she never realized how her story mattered so much, but there's Becky, she's a great friend of mine, and she said, David, I've always been raising money. I remember when I was in, and she told some like second, third grade, some early grade of elementary school, she said there was a kid in my class who didn't have lunch money, and I remember I took my sister's lunch money, and I gave it to them so that they would have money for lunch. And then I just shared my lunch with my sister. That's part of her story. From childhood, she has been caring for others. That is an inspiring story that now, if you talk about why does she do what she does at her organization now, she's just being who she is. And when you click on her story on her website and you read that little fact, it answers one question. Why does she do what she does now? Because it's who she was born to be. I just helped another nonprofit leader write her story. And she said, David, I remember as a child, I didn't come from a churched home. I didn't come from a household of faith. But I remember as a child, I would cry myself to sleep on the bed at night, praying the only prayer that I knew. No one had ever taught me to pray. Never heard people pray. But I would cry. I would just cry and pray to God. And you know what her one prayer that she prayed was? Through tears, she would pray, now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, you know that prayer. You and I all know that prayer. From her childhood, for reasons unknown to herself, she would cry herself to sleep at night, praying the only prayer she had ever heard. That's part of her story that helps you to understand why she leads an international organization today all over Africa, all over the United States, leading, empowering leaders, empowering Africans. Oh my gosh, her organization's amazing. When you click on the about page of her website, it starts with, it answers why she leads this international organization. It's because she believes, I believe it with her, she believes she was put here, divinely put here for such a time as this, to lead this international organization. And it didn't start yesterday. It didn't start on the day they started their organization. It started way back in her childhood. You see, she inspires people to be involved with her story because she starts with why. Your storytelling. When you tell stories about your beneficiary, you answer the question to donors. Here's why they ought to join you with their time, their talent, and their treasure. When you tell stories about donors and how they give their time and they give their treasure and their talent to help you, it answers story to those outside your organizations who are not involved. It answers this question deep down inside. Why should I be involved? When you tell legacy stories, people who are giving to your organization even today and after they're gone, they've died and passed on, but they brought impact to your organization. When you tell legacy stories, it inspires other people and they see, oh my goodness, here's why I should leave some part of my estate. I should leave a gift to them in my will, in my estate plan. You answer the question for people, why? Simon Sinek says, if you want to inspire, you don't start with what. Here's what we do. You don't start with who. Here's who I'm doing it with. You don't start with your organization. You don't start with announcements about your programs. You start with why. And when you tell stories, number one, tell your story. Work with a storyteller to get your story down into a short version that's not so horribly long that it bores people. Go straight to the part that matters. Get a storyteller to help you. I'll help you with that. Call me. Get help. Tell your story. Tell your beneficiary story. Tell your donor story. Tell your volunteer story. Tell your legacy folks stories. Tell stories. Visionaries have found that storytelling helps them do what Simon Sinek says. Start with why. All right. Until we meet again, it's David Oakes. Go start with why.